Those people have been released because a law has passed in the parliament to give them amnesty, and they deserve that amnesty because they are under conditions that can give them the right to be released. And they, of course, are Congolese. They fought against the governmental forces, and they have accepted to join now the pacification process. Some of them will be reintegrated in the army. Others will be reinserted socially in their local framework. And we, as a government, we did just what the parliament told us to do, and it is our duty to reinsert our compatriots. And I think things are going very well for them.
Some of these armed group leaders are saying that there has to be a political integration apart from the armed integration, and they are wondering when that will happen. Is this part of the Goma peace agreement?
Yes, following the pardon that was given by the parliament and that was confirmed by a presidential decree, we have accepted that political integration be made. But as far as political integration is concerned, you must know that it is a question of creating political party. And when they create political party, they will be registered in the Ministry of Internal Affairs. And after that, they will be allowed to join the political games, if I can say like that, to join the opposition or join the majority. But nobody will be entitled to be, appointed, governor or minister or member of parliament out of an electoral process in Congo. I think the integration is the allowance to create a political party and to join the game.
The anticipation of some of these rebel leaders are saying that they thought that once they are to be integrated, they will be given positions in the government. Isn't this the case?
No. If this was the case, this would be a kind of blackmailing to the state. And no state can accept to be blackmailed by anybody. What we say is they deserve to join any governmental institution, but they have to negotiate as any Congolese political party. They need to negotiate with the majority. If the majority can accept them within the majority, then they can be allocated some positions. Some of them might join the opposition. This is only the way for them to join the political scheme. So we can't say that by having been a rebel, it gives somebody the right to hold a position in the government. This would be a way of, challenging our own constitution. Only elections, only the game between political parties. So I would advise those compatriots, firstly, to start negotiating with the majority. And lucky enough, the majority is controlled by President Kabila himself, the one who pardoned them. So I think before thinking that they will hold the position, they must negotiate that position with the government, with the majority that is under the control of Kabila, and that is, I think, managed by his close allies like Member of Parliament Katumba and the others. This is the only way now to hold the position in a government in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
How has the Goma peace agreement going so far and the reintegration process?
The most important thing is that we are now achieving the implementation of this agreement of Goma. People are now under army barracks in North Kivu, South Kivu. Others are being sent to the Kamina barracks, others in Kitona barracks. And I think that for the army, things are being conducted in a good manner. We are working hardly with everybody, Maimai, CNDP, and others, slowly, but with all the concentration, people are joining. And I think that the reintegration within the army is a success.